Good afternoon. Arctic high pressure that's been in control of our weather since the end of the weekend brought temperatures down to zero in many places early this morning. Only a slow recovery during the day today as high clouds start to stream in from the west in advance of a weak disturbance. This disturbance will pass by in the next 12 hours with little, if any, precipitation. However, cloud cover will keep temperatures from climbing much above the 20-degree mark today. With clouds around tonight, we'll only see temperatures drop back into the teens, so not nearly as cold, and it will be a dry night and a dry start tomorrow morning. However, another system will head in our direction during the day tomorrow, and this one has more moisture with it. Temperatures will gradually climb through the teens and 20s, eventually reaching the lower 30s by tomorrow evening. Light snow will be the result of the milder air moving in, generally during the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow, and most locations will pick up a dusting up to a couple of inches with higher amounts, especially across the higher terrain, with most locations getting less than 4 inches of snow. The snow will transition to some sleet, maybe even just plain rain overnight Tuesday night as temperatures continue to climb through the 30s. And as we dry things out on Wednesday, we'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds with highs reaching into the mid-40s. In fact, with another storm system working its way through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada on Thursday, high temperatures will push into the middle and upper 40s with scattered rain showers. The front associated with that system will blow through on Friday, and it will become breezy. Sunshine will eventually come back during the day Friday, and while temperatures will top out in the lower 40s early in the day, they'll begin to drop, and that'll leave us with a mostly dry but cold weekend. Saturday and Sunday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of Pacific storm systems will continue to impact the western U.S. through the middle of the week, bringing periods of rain and snow, some of which could be heavy. A cold front will move across the Great Basin and into the Rockies today, lowering snow levels and changing precipitation from rain back to snow by tonight at many lower elevations. Snow will also be widespread at the higher elevations of the Rockies and the northern Intermountain region, as well as mountain ranges across the west coast. Winter storm warnings have been issued. At the lower elevations along the west coast, rain will continue for many areas, some of which could be heavy. Significant flooding is expected in parts of California and western Nevada, and flash flood watches, warnings, and advisories are in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at San Pascal Valley in California to a low of 34 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon, New York City increasing clouds, breezy mid-20s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with flurries and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 62, set in 2008, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds this afternoon with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today, a few flurries around with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds this afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, light snow developing through the afternoon and into the evening, a dusting up to a couple of inches in most places, with highs reaching about 32. Mixed precipitation changing to rain tomorrow night as temperatures climb through the 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers Thursday, mid to upper 40s. Then we'll have temperatures dropping back down through the 40s and into the 30s on Friday. Sunshine gives way to clouds on Saturday in the lower 30s and staying in the lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.